سلام. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. The next chapter is on the ring of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that the ring of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was made out of silver, and the gemstone was from Abyssinia. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a ring made out of silver, and he used to use it as a seal or a stamp on the letters, but he did not wear it. Next hadith, Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam intended to write letters to the kings, inviting them to Islam, the Sahaba, they told Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the people, they won't accept his letters without a seal or without a stamp. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, therefore, he made a ring, that witness of which that said Allah, Rasul, and Muhammad. And the sequence was, it said Muhammad first, and then Rasul, and then Allah. You know, that picture is very famous, it's very common, we see it in a lot of places. So that was the actual ring of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ali radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wore his ring on his right hand. So in the first hadith we read that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not wear it, but in this hadith we do find that Ali radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did wear his ring. Next hadith, Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wore his ring on his right hand. And occasionally, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been witnessed seeing that people seen him wearing the ring on his left hand as well. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a ring made out of gold, and he used to wear that in his right hand. The Sahaba, imitating Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they also started to have rings made out of gold. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he threw his ring away and he said that I will not wear this ever again. Because before, gold was permissible for men to wear, but later on, the prohibition came of not wearing gold for men, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he threw his ring away, and so did the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So these were some of the hadith which I have mentioned over here in regards to the ring. The first important thing is that as far as the ring is concerned, or even before that, as far as jewelry is concerned for men, for women, any type of jewelry is permissible from any, from any substance, from any type of, whether it be gold or silver or platinum, bronze, whatever it may be, it's permissible. Any type of metal is permissible for women. But as far as men is concerned, the only jewelry that is permissible for men to wear is a ring. That's the first thing. No necklace is permissible, no bracelet, none of those things are permissible. The second thing is, as far as the metal is concerned, only silver is permissible for men. Only silver. So as far as jewelry is concerned, only a ring. And as far as the metal is concerned, only silver. And that too is a certain amount of silver. I don't remember at this time, inshallah I'll find out, and hopefully I can let you know by tomorrow. But there's a certain amount of silver that is permissible on the ring as well. It can be too big. As far as having any type of stones on the ring, stones are permissible on the ring because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did have stones on his ring. However, those stones which are feminine, which resemble in a woman, for example, a ruby, which resemble like a diamond, any of those things which are more feminine like, those are things which should be avoided. And it should not be put on the ring. It should be more of a plain, for example, like a plain stone, a black stone or a white stone, something that is more masculine than feminine. And in general terms, the reason why jewelry is not permissible for men is so that there is no resemblance of women. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned in one hadith, many hadith of these sorts you'll find in Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed that man who tries to imitate as a woman. And he has cursed that woman who tries to imitate a man. So this will also come under the same category. Jewelry will come under the same category because it's a form of zina. And zina is more for women than men. Now as far as wearing the ring itself, you know, you read the hadith. There was one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, was mentioned that he did not wear it. But you will find hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we read, that he wore the ring and he wore it on his right hand, he wrote it on his, and he wore it on his left hand. The Muhaddithin rahimahullah, when they looked at all these hadith, they came to the conclusion that it is permissible for a man to wear a ring, but not all the time, occasionally. Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would normally only wear the ring when he had to use it as a stamp. It wasn't his normal practice to keep on having the ring on his finger all the time. So if a person wears it occasionally, just because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore it occasionally, then inshallah he will be getting the reward of a sunnah. But to think of wearing it all the time because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a ring, because he wore it occasionally, and specifically he did not wear it all the time because of that reason, it's permissible, but the reward won't be there then. Someone is doing it with that reason that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore the ring. Occasionally if he wears it, alhamdulillah, that's great. And inshallah the reward is there. In fact, some of the fuqaha, the scholars, they say that a ring should only be worn by a person who is a leader in the community. A person who, you know, people look up to, they go to for different rulings and for questions. It could be a hakim, it could be a judge, it could be a ruler, it could be a king. For them, it's sunnah to wear the ring most of the time, because that shows that, you know, he's distinctive and he shows that there's a difference between the king or the ruler compared to the other people. However, since we don't have that in our, you know, in our society of a king or a ruler or a hakim, then in that case, you know, if somebody occasionally wears a ring, thinking of it as a sunnah, alhamdulillah, the reward is there, but it's not something that should be practiced all the time. Like I said, all other types of jewelry, whether it be a necklace, whether it be earrings, whether it be bracelets, and obviously gold is totally forbidden. There is no permissibility in wearing gold for men at all. And any other type of jewelry or any other type of metal is not permissible for a man to wear, unless it's for medical reasons. Sometimes you get these bracelets, it's like a bronze type of bracelet or some other type of bracelet that's used for medical reasons. If a Muslim doctor, he has, you know, you have consulted with him, and if he feels that this is the right, you know, this is the right thing for your, for your illness, that you should wear this, then in that case, it's permissible. However, if the Muslim doctor says, no, this is not really doing much, and, you know, there are other ways of being cured, then in that case, it's better not to wear it, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of practicing upon these sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.